All right, we are back with you. I come to you from Memphis, getting ready for Kings basketball. It's the Kings and the Grizzlies, 4:30 with the pregame at 5 o'clock with all the action, and then it's on to Denver tomorrow night. But it's time to talk to the head coach of the Oakland Raiders, Hugh Jackson, on the Hugh Jackson Show. Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. We've got a lot to talk about, so let's back up to Sunday. To say the least, you feel this is a playoff team and should have been in the playoffs. So Raider fans want to know basically what went wrong. What are you most upset about, Coach?
That we didn't play as well as we needed to win the game on Sunday. I thought the team had a great week of practice, had great preparation, and then we went to the game and started off pretty good and then wasn't able to maintain it and finish it.
Coach, I'm hearing a lot of reports, and they're just rumors, about changes on the coaching staff. Can you comment on that at all?
I'm not going to at this particular point in time, but I'm going to continue to evaluate and move forward as we go.
We're talking with Hugh Jackson right here on the Grant Napier Show. Coach, I guess it would be safe to say that you were very, very disappointed with your defense.
Well, I was disappointed with our team first and foremost, but yes, I wanted our defense to play better than what they played that day.
Coach, was it schematic? Is it personnel? Is it a combination of both? I mean, the one thing that we talk about, the two biggest drives of the season, the Detroit Lions and then San Diego going the length of the field. I mean, when you look at the body of work, those two drives in particular really hurt your football team. So is it as simple as saying it's one or the other, schematic, personnel, combination of both? How do you see that?
Well, I think, when you look at it, I think it's a combination of both. I think we have pretty good personnel. I think that our coaches understand situations. For some reason, we just wasn't able to put it together and get teams stopped when those times occurred.
We're talking with Hugh Jackson, the head coach of the Raiders. You have known Carson Palmer longer than any of us. When you look back at his body of work since he was signed in the middle of the season, how would you evaluate his performance?
Well, I think he did some really good things. I think it was really hard for him starting where he started with this football team in the middle of the year and to get us to the last game with an opportunity to win the AFC West, I think was outstanding. I'm sure that when we all look at it, no one's excited about not winning that game. So everybody will look at it and say, well, wasn't a good performance, but I think he did tremendous things. Obviously, I think the offense improved from over last year. The offense went from 10th in the league to 9th, and there are some things we did well. What we got to continue to do is when we have opportunity to score in the scoring zone, we got to get better. We need to get better in that area of the field.
Coach, what happened on that last play of the first half on Sunday?
Well, that's called the clock, and what happened was in the phone, the communication. I'm sure the play before, I had him throw the ball to the sideline. We ran a play called 17, and he was able to hear me, and we got it out of bounds. The guy wasn't there, so he threw it out of bounds. The next play, I called the play, but I think as I was calling the play, I was telling him to throw it into the boundary. He wasn't able to hear that. And it wasn't that the clock went off. Sometimes there's malfunctions in that clock system, in the phone system, and sometimes you just can't hear it. And he ended up throwing the ball to Lewis, and it's miscommunication. And like I told everybody, I take total responsibility for that. Somehow, some way, whether yelling, screaming, or whatever, I got to make him understand that, boy, throw that ball to the right, because he went straight from there to go clock it. But he didn't get, because it was either going to be I complete or I throw it out of bounds again, and we kick it from there. So we didn't get that done.
We're talking with Hugh Jackson as we evaluate the season. Coach, you were the offensive coordinator a year ago where the team went 8-8. Same record this year. Is this a step back in your eyes? Is it status quo? I mean, how do you evaluate the entire season?
Well, I think there's some things, Grant, obviously, that I think we got better at. But when you look at it on paper, it's the same. I mean, it's no better. We're 8-8, and we're 8-8 a year ago. We're 8-8 now. I think we got better in some areas. I think we didn't get better in some areas. But I think we're on the right track. I think what we got to do is turn up the notches here a little bit more. I know everybody's in awe of all the things I said after the game as if I was throwing my team under the bus. I was not doing that. What I was doing is maybe finally saying the things I've said to them behind closed doors, is that I expect this team to win. I think this team should win. And we got to do the things each and every week to ensure that we have the opportunity to win.
It's a bottom-line business, Coach. I don't know why fans would have a problem with what you said on Sunday. I mean, you either win or you lose, and that's a game that would have put you into the playoffs as AFC West Division champ. So what would be wrong with criticizing your team the way you did?
I don't know, but it's national news, and it's been a big blow-up and all that. But then that's fine. I mean, people got to – that's their opinion, and they can feel the way they want to. But at the end of the day, you said it best. I mean, when you got that at stake – And you're at home, and you got an opportunity to close it out and win the AFC West, and you don't, then something's not right.
Coach, the one thing I have heard about that press conference, we know about the uncertainty because of the passing of Mr. Davis. And, you know, you were talking about, hey, I'm going to make these changes, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Do you believe that you're going to have the power to do the changes that you want to get this team to where you need it to get to?
And when I said that, what I said is I want to be involved. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be excluded from the things that needs to be done to help this team get to where we want it to go. Because if anybody knows, other than Coach, who's no longer here, it's me. I'm with this football team each and every day, and I see it. I'm with it. I get to feel it. I know what's good and what's not. So I would hope that as we move forward, anything and everything that deals with this team on the immediate, that I would have some kind of input into.
Coach, you've been involved in the game a long time. We all know that, but it's your first chance to be a head coach in the NFL. What do you think you did well, and what do you think you did not do well this year?
Well, I think on offense we were able to make the adjustments that was needed to be made when certain players were injured, and we were able to keep the offense moving forward. I think as the head coach, I'm not just the offensive play caller, but I think I'm a little bit more involved in defense now. I have to be. Obviously, as the head coach, you have to be a part of that process. I you know, was there, and I knew who was there, but I wasn't involved as I think you need to be. I think as I continue to grow, I mean, obviously, clock management and really having somebody there, which I think I do, but we just got to communicate better to handle certain situations that come up in a game. I got to improve in those areas. And I think as we move forward, just the overall play of the team, my vision and what I think this team should be, I got to make sure that is stressed from point A to point Z, because that's the only way we're going to get this opportunity to represent the AFC West as champs. Because I think we're close, but when you say you're close, you're also very far away.
Coach, what was the last thing you said to your team as they went their different ways to begin the offseason?
That we're not going to experience this anymore, and that's what I believe. I'm not going to have this painting feeling that I've had since Sunday about not being getting ready for the playoffs, because to me it's unacceptable. I mean, we had our chances, and we didn't seize the moment. We were 1-4 the last five games of the season, and that itself tells the tale of what our season was. So we got to finish this thing the right way, and we didn't, and it starts with me on down through the rest of the coaches and through our players.
Coach, you said that when Darren McFadden was healthy that he was the most talented player that you had coached. There's no question when he's healthy, he's as good as there is, but he can't stay healthy, and he gets hurt every year. No one gets hurt on purpose, but he has not been able to stay on the field. How big of a decision is that going to be for the organization this offseason in regards to his future?
Oh, it'd be a big one. I mean, obviously we have to make sure we look at every different scenario that deals with Darren, but obviously we definitely want him on this football team. And do we want him to be able to play 16 games and lead us into the playoffs and those things? Yes, we do. So there'll be some dialogue about how far we go and what we're willing to do as we continue to move forward.
Hugh, the 1140 Player of the Year, as people went to the Raiders' Facebook page, they voted for Sebastian Janikowski, who's on his way, hard to believe, to only his first Pro Bowl. But can you know, we can talk about some positives here, too. I mean, the job that you get from your special teams with Janikowski and Leckler is just unbelievable. But, I mean, you can't really do much better than they did this year, can you?
No, you can't. Those guys have been outstanding. And just to watch Sebas work through, you know, the hamstring issue that he had, and then come back a little bit early just so he can be a part of it and kick himself right through that and come back and finish strong and start the season strong. It just tells you what this football team means to him and what type of competitor he is.
Hugh, when you get your hands on this football team, whether it be in the spring or at the beginning of training camp when you have a better idea of what your roster may look like, are you going to take a different approach to trying to curtail the penalties? I know that you talk about it every week. You talk about what you're doing, but it never got better. Is there a different strategy that you're going to have to undertake, or how do you plan about changing that next year?
Yes, there is. I mean, and you got to start. We got to start from the time they go to the weight room to the first time we ever hit the grass. And there's going to be definite changes that way. We have to. We're not going to be the most penalized team in football anymore. And whether that's personnel or whether that's coaching, whatever that is, we're going to do whatever it takes to make sure we get this problem solved.
Is that the most frustrating thing you've ever experienced in coaching, the fact that it had not changed and that you try to work on it, but it never got better?
Yes, because I can normally control most things that deal with offense because it's what I know, and I know how to do it, and you know how to fix it and make it right and all that. This penalty thing, I thought I did too by having officials and making it a huge emphasis to our football team, making an emphasis from the officials to our football team. But obviously it didn't get it solved. So what we have to do is go a little bit deeper than what I have and make sure that we put this team in a situation each and every time that we're out on a practice field to make them understand that we cannot have self-inflicted penalties.
Hugh, you know, right now Victor Cruz is getting a lot of publicity for what he's done, and I'm using that analogy to talk about what Denarius Moore did for your football team this year as a rookie coming out of college and where he was drafted. I mean, did he blow you away with his performance this season?
Yes, he did. He is a tremendous football player, and he's only going to get better. And I think if he continues to work, which I know he will, and spend a lot of time with our quarterbacks, he's going to be one of those very elite players.
Hugh Jackson joining us. What's it like for you now? The season's over. There's still a lot of work, but fans would like to know what goes on from this point forward with you as it relates to this football team.
Well, I've met with every player yesterday and a couple today just to have exit interviews with them. I'm meeting with every coach. I've started this morning at from 7:30 until now. I'm still going. When we get off the phone, I'll finish interviews with them. So I've met with every player and every coach. Then I'll sit back and evaluate and see what's best for our football team. And then I will proceed forward with getting ready, obviously, for the Senior Bowl and the combine and our off-season programs, and then we will make sure that we start to put this team together the right way so that we can put the team on the field that we think is going to give us the best chance to win a championship.
Coach, would you say that coaching changes that would be occurring will be announced shortly? Would that be something that would happen this week?
Well, I think I don't know if it's this week, but if we are going to go in that direction, it'd be soon. Because I think that'd be only fair. I mean, if we're going to do that, I think it's only fair to the coach and his family.
We've asked people all year long to follow the Raiders on Twitter, and you've done a great job of that at Raiders. And so here is the last question of the year to the coach. It's from lar_510. You said you wouldn't feel like this ever again, so will we win the West in 2012, yes or no?
We have to. I mean, and yeah. We have to. Yes.
That, yeah. If you had said no, we'd be in real trouble if you answered the question that
Absolutely.
Way, right?
No doubt.
You know, before I let you go, and we thank you for coming on every week. I think it's great that you give a platform for the fans, and I really mean that. They love hearing you regardless of what you have to say. What do you take away from this year as your first year as head coach? Did you learn anything, or if so, what was the thing that you learned above others?
I learned a ton. What I learned is that in order to win in this league, one, you got to, you know, whether you're a healthy team or unhealthy team, whatever team you put out there has got to go with a thirst and a hunger every opportunity. And you can't worry about who's there or who's not there. You just got to go play. And I have that attitude, and I have to make sure that the team understands we can't worry about who's not there. I mean, that's just part of the deal. You know, and the next man up mantra has got to be real, because when it is, it's going to give you an opportunity to win. I think dealing with the media has been outstanding. You've been outstanding. I've loved the shows that I've been on. I'm not afraid to answer the tough questions because this is a tough position. But at the end of the day, this is still a great opportunity, and it's truly about winning. And I understand that that's the reality of my business, is winning and losing. It's not being 8-8. So I'm chomping at the bit. I wish we can go start practice for the next season next week, but we can't. So I'm looking forward to 2012, and we're going to make it happen.
The thing I've admired the most about you is your accessibility to the media. Will you be as media friendly? Because I can't imagine that coming on the air after games like Sunday and the Lions game can be much fun, but yet you do it. You seem to, you know, do it. I don't want to say you like to do it, but you come across as if, hey, this is part of being a head coach in the NFL. Will you be doing the same thing next year?
Well, yeah, I will, because I think it is part of it. I mean, I think the fans want to know and have a feel for what's going on, and I think we owe them that. I mean, whether it's good or whether it's bad, I think that's just part of it. And I know everybody's going to have their opinion about that, and that's okay. But at the end of the day, we do owe the listeners and the people who follow us and the people who want to be a part of the Raider family some explanations about what goes on.
Well, Coach, listen, it's really been fun having you on each and every week. I sincerely appreciate it. I know my listeners do as well. And when things calm down, hopefully you can get up to a Kings game, and we'll be able to see you again in the offseason.
You got it. Thank you so much.
All right, that's Hugh Jackson, the head coach of the Raiders, and we do appreciate him coming on each and every week during the NFL season. The Kings are on the court warming up. They will play the Memphis Grizzlies. Jason Ross is going to take you the final 30 minutes as we move towards the pregame show at 4:30. And all the action at 5 o'clock. I am going to slide over and start my TV duties. Again, Jason Ross coming up right after the break here on The Fan.